the question of legalizing recreational marijuana in Arizona has two unlikely allies. Attorney General Mark Brnovich is pushing for state lawmakers to create a program to legalize recreational use of the drug as a way to prevent an industry-crafted bill from making its way to the 2020 ballot. Governor Doug Ducey, who has been against legalization, says he is open to this proposal as an alternative to any initiatives. And here to tell us more about the AG and the governor's position on this is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. One of my favorite subjects in the whole world.
As we know. So tell us about this kind of surprising turn of events here. How did this come about?
I think there's a realization that it will be a recreational marijuana measure on the ballot and a realization that it could pass. Remember, the one in 2016 failed by only a few percentage points, and that was a badly flawed one where even some proponents of legalization didn't like it because of some of the provisions. What we've seen in the polling, what we've seen in other states suggests that people are warming to the idea. So what you've got is this question that in Arizona, if something is approved at the ballot, the legislature may not make changes. They can't repeal it. They can't make major changes. They can only make changes that, quote unquote, further the purpose. So I think the concern, particularly of Attorney General Mark Brnovich, is that we could end up stuck with something that has unintended consequences, that doesn't properly address the issues of teenage use, that doesn't properly address the issue of where people can smoke. The governor is a little more circumspect about it. He said, I want to see any proposal. But I think he also believes that given the nature of unintended consequences about anything approved at the ballot and the inability to change that, that in general, he favors legislative solutions versus initiative solutions.
Sure. What exactly is in a current initiative at this point? Do we know? And do we know who's behind these efforts?
Well, what we do know is it's being pushed by the dispensary owners. They're the ones who are funding it. They already have, I think, about $700,000 in the bank. We haven't seen the language. We know that it is going to be recreational. They're still debating some of the things. For example, where should people be able to smoke? Should we use the Smoke-Free Arizona Act and the tobacco as a guide there? Should people who have already been convicted have their convictions wiped out? I believe that they're probably going to start circulating the measure within 2-3 weeks. We'll actually get a chance at the language. They obviously aren't sharing it with me, but they're certainly sharing the broad strokes. And the broad strokes are, we have medical marijuana here. We have 200,000 Arizonans who have medical marijuana cards. The question is, why are we making people jump through hoops for a medical marijuana card when, in fact, for a lot of people, recreational use is to them no more damaging than alcohol or maybe just binging Game of Thrones.
Howie, as long as they're not sharing anything else with you, which I wouldn't really be surprised if they did, no offense. Finally, let's look at when it comes down to the legislature. You mentioned the governor is wary about certain aspects of this, but most GOP lawmakers, I think it's safe to say, are aggressively against any legalization of recreational use. How much does that even make it impossible, based on what the Attorney General Brnovich has said, that lawmakers will even take any steps?
Well, I think he's skeptical. I think that the position taken by Yavapai County Attorney Sheila Polk certainly reflects that. But the question becomes, if you take this goal line stance and say, no, 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 do you believe you can defeat it? Now, Chamber of Commerce is kind of adopting a wait and see. They're very skeptical that it won't affect employers and such. But the fact is that you look at the polling, and are you better off taking the victory you can get, something you can live with, versus something that suddenly you find out, well, wait a second, this doesn't address driving under the influence. This doesn't address packaging. This doesn't address the proverbial Joe Camel version of marijuana for gummies. And I think that may carry it. I think there are a few Republicans who recognize that, but you're right. To the extent that Republicans decide we're never going to legalize marijuana, great. But it isn't your decision any more than legalizing medical marijuana was your decision either.
Could be a tough political sell, though, for sure. All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks.
You're welcome.